post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
After the earthquake on an Indonesian island, I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. That was the sound of the panic when buildings started to shake, then crumble. Rescuers still trying to reach all the devastated areas. Fox's Simon Owen monitoring live from London.
Dave, Indonesia's Disaster Mitigation Agency says some parts of Lombok have suffered massive destruction, with some districts seeing more than half of homes either destroyed or severely damaged. The island is a picturesque, popular tourist destination. Mark Ganbawalba, a Dutch visitor, was at a restaurant bathroom.
I felt like it was like a truck passing by, but then it got really heavy, and also, the noise was crazy. So I thought, okay, this is bad, this is an earthquake. So I started running.
He was injured in a stampede as people ran to get outside. Dave?
Simon, wildfires keep scorching California. One-year Redding is now blamed for 7 deaths and has burned down more than 1,000 homes. South of there, the twin fires in Mendocino and Lake counties have now charred nearly 400 square miles. President Trump taking heat from critics over his tweet about the 2016 Trump Tower meeting involving his son Don Jr. and a Russian lawyer. The president wrote it was a meeting to get info on an opponent that went nowhere. It's legal, and he did not know about it. Last year, he put out a statement that the meeting was about adoption. Democratic Congressman Adam Schiff says the president misled the country, telling CBS,
"As long as the Russians interfere on Donald Trump's side in the midterms, Vladimir Putin can count on the president to never call him out."
Charlotte Ray has died. You might remember her, though, by a different name.
Mr. Garrett, where did Kimberly and Willis go?
I don't know, but I can sure tell you where Arnold went.
Ray played Mrs. Garrett on Different Strokes and then a spinoff.
You take the good, you take the bad.
Facts of Life. Ray also acted on Broadway and in movies. She was 92 and had battled bone and pancreatic cancers. A French chef considered a culinary master has died. Joel Robuchon was 73, had restaurants from Las Vegas to Tokyo. This is Fox News. Fair and balanced.
It's the Ford Summer Sales Event. And now, while selection is best, it's the best time to buy. With amazing offers across a full lineup of Ford vehicles, now is the time to make summer go right with Ford, America's best-selling brand. Stop by a local Ford store or shop online at buyfordnow.com, because there is no better time than right now to get behind the wheel of a new Ford during the Ford Summer Sales Event. Summer sales event is here. Right now, get 0% APR financing for 60 months plus 1,000 bonus cash on the 2018 EcoSport. Best-selling claim based on 2017 calendar year sales. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. 60 months at $1,667 per month for 1,000 finance regardless of down payment. For all offers, take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 8/31/18. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for qualifications and details.
Still no sign of Molly Tibbetts, the college student who went missing in Iowa more than 2 weeks ago, as police and the FBI keep searching.
Directing resources from other cases to the search for Molly Tibbetts. They say 30 to 40 investigators from state, local departments, and the FBI are working the case daily. ATVs and dive teams have been used to find the 20-year-old woman who was last seen on an evening jog in her hometown of Brooklyn on July 18th. Yet police have remained tight-lipped. Kevin Winker from the State Department of Public Safety says he understands the frustration.
I understand this is frustrating for many in the public and the media, but feel this is necessary for our investigation.
The reward fund for information that could lead to finding Tibbetts is now nearly $300,000. In Brooklyn, Iowa, Matthew Navera, Fox News.
The executive producer for CBS's 60 Minutes TV show is taking an extended vacation as the network investigates sexual misconduct claims against Jeff Fagan. That came out in the same news article that implicated CBS CEO Les Moonves. Moonves remains on the job as the two outside law firms investigate. At the movies,
what's done is done. What we say is done.
And clearly, this Tom Cruise spy series is anything but done. Mission Impossible Fallout, the sixth installment in the franchise, again topping the domestic box office, taking in another $35 million this weekend. Disney's Christopher Robin debuts in second.
Who? Christopher Robin.
Christopher Robin's all grown up in this family-friendly film that brought in $25 million. Coming in third,
I know you're a spy.
The Spy Who Dumped Me, opening with $12.4 million. Mamma Mia, Here We Go Again, finishing fourth with 9.1 million, close behind in fifth.
High-level paid government assassin.
Equalizer 2 taking in another 8.8 million. Jane Metzler, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures up slightly before today's trading. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Good morning. Local news brought to you by Gina Johnson and her new book, Let's Make It a Habit. Let her teach your staff how to cut down on stress, improve synergy in communication, and develop positive habits. Visit letsmakeitahabit.com.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. A gas leak forced evacuations in Urbana over the weekend. WCIA says it happened on Bradley Avenue. Police say it began when a car hit a gas line and the line started leaking. At least three apartment buildings were evacuated. No one was hurt in that crash. At one point, power was cut to buildings. A 42-year-old Champaign man has been arrested after he allegedly repeatedly sexually assaulted a preteen girl. 42-year-old Curtis Hairston was arraigned on a single count of predatory criminal sexual assault of a child under the age of 13. The child was an acquaintance of his. This past Saturday marked the first ever Barack Obama Day in Illinois. ABC 7 points out it's not a legal holiday, but a commemorative day. Governor Bruce Rauner signed a bill into law last year. Saturday was the former president's 57th birthday. It was meant to be observed, quote, as a day set apart to honor the 44th president of the United States of America. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Hi, I'm Gina Johnson, a mental health professional and life coach. I've compiled my 20 years of experience into my new book, Let's Make It a Habit, which teaches you to train your brain to navigate negativity. In both my book and in-person workshops, I can teach your staff how to cut down on stress, improve team synergy and communication, and develop positive habits that will create measurable results for your business. Let's chat about how my book and workshops can make a difference in your life and in your business. Visit my website at letsmakeitahabit.com.
Here's your weather brought to you by the Blossom Basket Florist, from simple to simply magnificent. Two locations, Village at the Crossing, Champaign, Cunningham at Urbana, 367 Rose, or blossombasket.com. Good morning, Diane Ducey.
Good morning, Stevie J. High 90 expected. A 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms early. Then a 50% chance of thunderstorms with little asterisks that winds could pick up to 60 miles an hour. And there could be quarter-sized hail. So we'll be watching for that. Into Tuesday, there's a 60% chance of thunderstorms. High 82, low 66. 30% chance of rain coming into Wednesday's forecast. High 82. But then looking good for the rest of the week, up into the mid-80s, down into the mid-60s. 72 now on ESPN 93.5.
Always a pleasure to welcome Professor of Political Science at the University of Texas at Arlington. It's our friend Alan Sachs. How are you, sir?
I'm not going to Chicago.
Man.
I don't care what you say. I can't go there.
Listen, 63 people shot in Chicago over the weekend. Mm-hmm. I talked with some of the finest in Chicago on the police force. And they told me, absolutely and candidly, they won't get it back. And it's very discouraging to hear those from law enforcement, but I don't know what you do to get it back.
I'm amazed that nurses and doctors even want to go into the hospital emergency rooms. That could be dangerous, too.
300,000 people have left Chicago in the last few years. I don't, again, what's the solution? Do you have a military go in and go door to door, make it a police state, extract all the illegal weapons? You have 500.
A woman in my class here in Texas from Chicago, the south side of Chicago, and I asked her, very candidly, what do you do? She says, I'm not going back there either. She said her grandmother lives there. And I said, how does your grandmother live in the south side of Chicago? And she said, well, she's lived there all of her life, and she just doesn't want to leave. But she lives behind barbs, big wire over her windows, and she will not leave her house. And it's a shame that she's sort of trapped in her house, but she doesn't want to leave. And I asked this woman, how you're in Texas? That's how the conversation started. And she said, guess. I'm from the south side of Chicago.
Yeah.
And I'm laughing about it, but it obviously is no joking matter.
It's a serious issue. It's one that's just totally gotten away. I don't know how to fix it. Nobody does. That's why there were 63 shot in Chicago over the weekend. All right.
And
also,
by the way, Chicago is not the worst of the cities. That sounds strange. If you ask people, what is the number one city for shootings and murders, it obviously they would say Chicago. It's not. Chicago is about 9 or 10. There's about 9 or 10 other cities in America that have more shootings and killings than Chicago.
And by the way, most all the crimes done with illegal weapons, so laws are ignored, so more laws won't do anything for those situations.
Exactly.
All right, in Portland, there were also the Antifas and the other side, face-to-face, violent clashes. Abolish ICE. They have a blockade around the ICE building. The mayor says, ICE is awful. I can't protect them. I can't do anything. What in the world? Can you pick and choose laws that you follow in America?
I'll be sarcastic and rather biased. If you look at all the cities that are having real confusion and violence and problems, most of those are governed by leftist administrations. I think the same thing is true in Portland, the same thing is true in Chicago, Detroit, St. Louis, Baltimore, Maryland, and on and on and on. So, you know, if it is very glaring, it's right in your face that something is going on. Austin, Texas, I'm not in Austin, but in Austin, Texas, one of the really great cities in Texas, a lot of craziness going on there as well. A very liberal city for Texas. And there is a street called 6th Street in Austin, Texas, and it has just gone wild. And all the college students love it, and a lot of other people love it. There was a big country and Western review that came out of Austin last night. It's a great city, but still a lot of craziness going on as well.
Yeah. And again, we got the midterms just ahead. The president suggests a red wave. History says a blue wave. What happens in the midterms, Alan?
It's probably not going to be any kind of a wave. I don't believe. The demographics of this country have changed so dramatically. And quite frankly, the Democrats, the Democratic Party, is rejuvenated. They're ready to roll. And they have the demographics on their side. And I don't say this despairingly. It's just a fact of life. The many immigrants that have come into this country, they drift over to the left in the Democratic Party. And the Democratic Party is rejuvenated. They're full of life. The Republican Party, in some parts of the country at least, seem to be rather dispirited. And that may be true in my own state of Texas, where we're having a very, very tough race for the United States Senate. Ted Cruz is running neck and neck with a Democratic challenger. He should have run away with this. Instead, it's a neck-and-neck contest.
Yeah, and yet I hear these, Alan, I've heard them in other parts of the country. Hillary had a 99% chance of winning. I just am skeptical of polling.
I am, too. There's no question about that. But I can see it is that the Democratic Party is big on college campuses now.
Yeah.
I get phone calls almost every other day for Democratic candidates, none for Republicans. So I don't know what the Republicans are doing in this state. They could just be sitting on their laurels. But I do think the Democrats are going to make a good showing. It may not be the great blue wave that they're expecting, but I think they're going to make a pretty good showing.
Okay. I do think the Democrats, though, I don't know how they lasso in the left with the mainstream Democrats, if there is such a thing anymore. So I don't know how they navigate that.
You make a good point. The Democratic Party is lurching more to the left. They had a big meeting, I think, in New Orleans over the weekend, the left wing of the Democratic Party, Democratic Socialists. And some of the things that they're saying is just so wild, giving everybody a job, health care for everybody, and soon we'll be bankrupt in a couple of seconds.
Yeah. Alan, it is always a pleasure. Love chatting with you on Mondays. We appreciate you, sir.
Thank you very much. And here I go back into the storm.
Good luck to you. He is a professor of political science, University of Texas at Arlington. Yeah, the Chicago shooting over the weekend. Again, we're all very familiar with the story. And frankly, it had, believe it or not, in the last year or so, the frequency of shootings has gone down. Instead of 2 hours and 14 minutes, it was like 3 hours and something. Seriously. You're saying, wait a minute, somebody shot every 3 hours? Yeah.
somebody's killed every what? It was like every 12 hours, and then that got a little better to 14. It's just crazy. You're thinking everybody, there's somebody shot and killed in Chicago every day. And how can this be? Well, if you have a police force told to do X, Y, Z, and you better not grab them, or you're a racist because you happen to be, then get a black police force. Get an all-African-American police force. You could probably do that. It is apparently unenforceable in some parts of Chicago. There are too many guns, and it's not legal guns. So you can't say you got to have gun laws. Chicago has strict gun laws. What in the world are you going to do? All right, ESPN 93.5, we jump to our morning sports. Feel free to text in. Love to hear what you think. 359-2255, 359-2255. I'm Stevie J. Diane has sports headlines.
Yes, I do. St. Louis Cardinals win 2-1 on ESPN 93.5. You'll hear the action tonight against... Oh, shoot.
And they play the Marlins down in Miami?
Yes, that's what it says, Marlins.
And it'll be echoey. They've lost six straight. They're one of the worst teams. This is the biggest week of the year for the Cardinals. They play three in Miami and three in Kansas City, two of the worst teams. They have to win at least five, if not six out of six. If they win six out of six, they're back in it.
Okay.
That's what that's up to. They got to do that. Cardinals are going young. They're putting the youth movement. Dexter Fowler essentially is out for the year because he broke his foot. So we'll see what happens with the St. Louis Cardinals.
I feel like they are still in it. Well, could be. Colorado beat Milwaukee in 11. Yeah. And
Cardinals are 6.5 out and 4 back in the wild card, but they're going to have to streak, and they haven't been able to do that. So we'll see if they can get it going tonight in Miami.
Okay. Well, let's get your Redbird recap right now.
This Redbird recap is brought to you by Travel Wisconsin. Plan your fun today at TravelWisconsin.com.
With Ricky Horton, I'm John Rooney. Today the Cardinals are in Miami where they'll play the Marlins the first of three games. But the Cardinals managed their third consecutive series win, holding on to beat the Pirates 2-1, taking 2 out of 3 in Pittsburgh.
And the Pirates have played very well of late, but the Cardinals got a good start from Jack Flaherty. He went 6 scoreless innings. Good work out of their bullpen. Jordan Hicks, particularly good. He got 4 outs with just 10 pitches, and Bud Norris picked up yet another save.
Matt Carpenter hit his 29th home run of the year with an average of .282. Swings and hits it deep. Right field, down the line. Gunner! 29 home runs for Carpenter in the National League lead, and a lead for the Cardinals and Jack Flaherty in the fifth inning.
Jed Jerko, a huge two-out RBI. Pitch by Williams.
A swing and a base hit to left field. That scores Molina. Martinez stops at second. 2-0 Cardinals.
That turned out to be the game winner as a home run by Adam Frazier off Chase and Shreve made it the 2-1 game, and then the bullpen made it a 2-1 final.
Solid bullpen, good at-bats, and also an errorless game for the Cardinals.
The Cardinals in game one of the series will have Luke Weaver going to the mound looking for his seventh win, and we're on the air at 5:15 Central Time.
Hi, folks. This is Wisconsin Tourism Secretary Stephanie Kleck, and I was just wondering, have you ever had the feeling that you're right at home, even when you're miles and miles away? Well, that feeling has a name, Gemütlichkeit, and you'll find it when you visit Wisconsin. From the minute you arrive, it's all about friendship, warmth, and good cheer. That's Gemütlichkeit, and that's Wisconsin. Go to TravelWisconsin.com and let the Gemütlichkeit begin.
Well, 4 runs in the top of the ninth.
Yeah.
San Diego Padres win 10-6 over the Cubs. Now they've got an interleague series starting against the Kansas City Royals, who lost. In fact, Chicago White Sox sweep Kansas City.
Yeah,
8-7 was the final yesterday.
You can't lose to Kansas City.
Wow.
You just can't. And so the Cubbies got to sweep them.
I want to say Chicago White Sox first sweep of the season, maybe.
Probably. But, I mean, the Cubbies got to go in there and they got to say, okay, we're playing Kansas City. This is on the road. We have more fans here than they do.
Right.
So we've got to take care of business. So I presume they will, but I know there's some concern on the Cubs side, because they just haven't kind of clicked in yet, and they still may, and hopefully they will, because if they do, they're going to be one of the teams to beat. Although I got sucked into the Boston and Yankee game last night that went on for 5 hours, and Boston swept the Yankees all 4 games in Beantown.
Chicago White Sox have the Yankees tonight.
Yeah, well, the Yankees have been struggling, so
Justin Thomas wins in gold.
Yeah. Weather brought to you by Watts Copy Systems, your local copier printer specialist in Champaign-Urbana for the past 34 years at wattscopy.com.
We've got a high of 90 expected today. The humidity right now, 97%. So we do have a heat index factor today and down to 71 tonight. There is a chance for showers and thunderstorms by day. Bumps up to a 50% chance of thunderstorms tonight. 60% chance of rain throughout the day tomorrow. Otherwise, clouds, high 82, low 66. 83 the high on Wednesday, starting out with some clouds, then partly cloudy conditions for the rest of the week. 72 now.
Fox Business Minute brought to you by Rob Meyer at Provident Financial Group in Champaign, where partnerships are built on trust. Find Rob at Provident Financial Group, LLC.com. It's Monday, August 6, 720, ESPN 93.5.
From the Fox Business Network, PepsiCo's longtime chief executive, Indra Nooyi, is stepping down. She was with the company 24 years and was CEO for 12. One of her lieutenants, Ramon LaGuarta, will take over. Wells Fargo is admitting a technical error may have resulted in 400 homeowners losing their property. The mistake added lawyers' fees into a formula for a mortgage loan modification program. The change bumped hundreds of homeowners from qualifying. They will receive a settlement that works out to approximately $20,000. Legendary French chef Joël Robuchon has died. He owned restaurants in Paris, Las Vegas, Tokyo, and around the world and wrote several cookbooks. He was 73. And died of cancer. The Dow was up 136 on Friday. The NASDAQ added 9, and the S&P was up 13. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Jenny Cosola.
Transform your child's summer with Mathnasium. Children of all skill levels enjoy our math-focused summer programs like fractions, multiplication, algebra readiness, and more. These programs prevent summer learning loss and get kids ready for the year ahead. Mathnasium is the authority in math education, trusted by more than 500,000 parents. We have over 900 centers worldwide. Call 855-SUMMER-5 to contact yours. That's 855-SUMMER-5. At Mathnasium, we're changing lives through math.
Wow, what a great turnout at Game Day Spirit's epic clearance event. There were tables wall-to-wall with clearance items for men, women, and youth. If you didn't make it out, you sure missed an amazing selection. You can still shop great deals online at GameDaySpirit.com and stock up for back-to-school and tailgating season. There's all new Nike apparel being added daily, and you can get a clear bag that complies with the new clear bag policy at Memorial Stadium. Don't get caught off guard at the first game. Be ready with your clear bag and cheer on the Illini from the stands. Shop Game Day and go Illini!
Hi, it's Stevie J. When I needed a new roof, I called Roof Doctors. Actually, called a lot of roofing companies to get estimates. But you know, I felt great talking to Randy. I felt that he was honest, reliable, and affordable, and I felt I could trust him. You know what? I was right. They did a terrific job. After they did my roof, I had him do my mom's roof. You know how much you have to like a company to recommend to your mom? With 30 years of experience and the best warranties, call today for a free estimate at 328-7529 or go to roofdoctorsco.com. All right, ESPN 93.5. It is Monday. It is August the 6th. Larry Canfor Ireland trip is sold out.
Wonderful.
It leaves August 31st, and they'll be there till September the 9th. Off the beaten path, Larry Canfor. That trip to Ireland is sold out, and they'll have a fabulous time.
Mm-hmm.
And they're excited to go, and that's coming up right before us. It's going to be sensational early September in Ireland. Okay, shooting stats. HeyJackass.com is the official site. Somebody is shot in Chicago. It was at 3 hours and something. Now it's down to 2:58. Every 2 hours and 58 minutes in the city of Chicago, somebody gets shot. Every 15 hours and 23 minutes, somebody gets killed. And Alan said we're not the number one city for that, and I really don't know. I thought we were.
Looked up some stats. It was from a couple of years ago. St. Louis was number one. Baltimore, Maryland, two.
I knew Baltimore had issues.
Detroit at number three.
Okay. Well, total homicides this year in Chicago is 342. Total shot is 1,800. I think that's down.
Right.
From last year.
I do, too.
But it's... obviously, 63 over the weekend and more in warm weather because people are out mm-hmm. and all that. But, again, what to do about that? How do you control? The estimate is that 500-plus gangs? 500.
Right.
a minus door-to-door extracting weapons, which you're going to get people killed?
Right.
How would you possibly change that? You have to...
I mean, can we start with churches?
Yes, and they're trying.
Okay.
But how do you change your heart?
The churches do turn your weapons in.
Well, yeah, but then why?
Right. Okay.
Unless you change their heart.
Unless you've taken the class and you have your...
Yeah. All right.
I don't know.
I know it's frustrating because we're in this country that's supposed to be very civilized, and we have absolute anarchy in parts of Chicago, Inglewood, one of them. And so, what do you do to possibly stop this massacre, black on black? How do we accept that? It's not okay.
Should we incentivize the youth to join the military?
I mean,
we already give them free tuition, though.
So if you're 11 years old and you live in Chicago and you live with your grandma and you're getting pressure to be part of this because they've got your back, they'll protect you. And if you don't, there could be trouble mm-hmm. with declining. A pressure to be part of somebody for your own protection is immense.
Mm-hmm.
And then somebody shoots somebody, and then somebody shoots somebody because somebody shot somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And then Chavez, they're going to get back, and then they're going to get back at them, and they're going to. It never ends. Imagine 500 plus gangs in this Hispanic, it's African American predominantly, and yet we stand by and report it every day and just wring our hands. And what do? A city of Chicago police officer said to me that he is now in evidence, and the last arrest he made on the street was a 14-year-old kid with a Magnum 44 in his waist riding a banana bike.
Wow.
You know, $100. Run a gun over here.
Sure.
He said, I have 1 year, 3 months, 14 days, and 12 hours, and I'm never, ever coming back to the city of Chicago. It's a police officer. He said, none of us will ever chase anybody again. Because if we chase them and we tackle them and that person hurts their arm, we'll get sued and the city will settle. So you can hear a bit of a bad feeling in Chicago for the support they're getting from the city, which isn't much support. And, of course, you can't do anything aggressive because then you're a racist.
Right.
It is that if you're taking out the law enforcement part of it, how can you possibly stop it?
I don't know.
So then I said in my brainstorming session,
okay,
you offer $1 billion and you have a midnight amnesty escape program where the 12-year-old and grandma are paid to move, witness protection like, so they can't come and get me because I left the gang. And you just simply say, we're going to give you X number of dollars to relocate you where it's safer and you don't have barbed wire on your windows. It is, you know, I don't want to move. Well, okay, you don't have to, but it's a amnesty slash, maybe not amnesty is the right word. It's just an escape the city of Chicago bad neighborhoods program where you can't openly really do that or there might be retribution for, I don't know, dissing your gang or something. It is just so frustrating because it's almost like you're talking about terrorism. Without changing the hearts of the really bad terrorists, well, without changing the hearts of the really bad gang leaders, how do you possibly stop that? But it's every day, and you can go to heyjackass.com. I don't know who does all this. Oh, and by the way, police involvement in these shootings are barely there.
Mm-hmm.
This isn't a police thing.
Right.
This is a black killing blacks. And
and that's really when this website came to light, is when we were having so much problems with, the police. And
it's very little to do with police.
Right.
Because
that was bringing it to light, that the stuff that we're seeing in Chicago.
Yeah. It's sad. It's 2 hours to our north, and we've apparently accepted it. So 829, 729, 829 in New York, 729 in Champaign. Our good friend, former Secret Service agent in charge, Robert Caltabiano, coming up.
When your car breaks down, you realize just how much you need it. And when it breaks down, Beaumont Alignment Plus steps up. For routine maintenance like brakes, oil changes, tune-ups, batteries, and tires, you can count on Beaumont Alignment Plus. Bigger issues, including alignment, suspension work, starters, alternators, transmission, require specialists. So get to know Beaumont Alignment Plus for your vehicle repair. With locations on Bloomington Road and Denison Drive in Champaign, you're never far from the help you need. It's good to know the quality service is still affordable at Beaumont Alignment Plus.
Let's face it, you're never going to get as much sleep as you want. That's why you need to make every hour of sleep you do get really count. Hi, I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Bull & Branch, and I'm going to help you finally get what you really deserve, a great night's sleep with a set of Bull & Branch sheets. Our sheets are handcrafted from pure, fair trade, 100% organic cotton. The softest you'll ever feel, and they get softer over time. They're twice the quality at half the price. Join hundreds of thousands of Americans, including three U.S. presidents, who sleep better than ever on Bull & Branch sheets. And make sure to check out our award-winning blankets, towels, and pillows, too. We guarantee you'll sleep better than ever on Bull & Branch sheets. So we let you try them in your home, risk-free for a month. Plus, if you order today, we'll give you $50 off your first set of sheets with promo code SLEEP. That's $50 off at bowlandbranch.com with promo code SLEEP, spelled B-O-L-L and branch.com. Promo code SLEEP.
Radio. I'm Lillian Wu. Wall Street stocks looking to open in the green while Asian shares trim gains, with China leading losses after the latest tariff threat.
The Chinese ratcheting up the rhetoric over the weekend, the latest coming in a state-run editorial, described the president as engaging in what they describe as a, quote, Street Fighter-style deceitful drama of extortion and intimidation.
Fox's Blake Berman. At least 98 people dead in Indonesia after a powerful quake hit the island of Lombok, and the woman millions of different strokes and Facts of Life fans remember as Mrs. Garrett has died.
I think it's time to call a professional plumber. I better call one before I remember how much they charge an hour.
Charlotte Ray, who played house mother to teenage girls on the sitcom Facts of Life, was 92. Fox News, we report, you decide.
I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. A 42-year-old Champaign man has been arrested after he allegedly repeatedly sexually assaulted a preteen girl. 42-year-old Curtis Hairston was arraigned on a single count of predatory criminal sexual assault of a child under the age of 13. The child was an acquaintance of his. A cat in Champaign has become the second animal in the Champaign-Urbana area to have been found with tularemia. The News Gazette says the disease had already been found in dead rabbits. If you were thinking about booking an upcoming trip to Mexico, you might have fewer options to get you there. Some of the biggest U.S. airlines say their bookings to resort areas of Mexico have fallen in recent months, and several airlines have said they either have or will consider cutting back on service to Mexican resort areas. The Journal Sentinel says the executives from airlines like United, Delta, and American mentioned Mexico as a weak spot for business in a call last week. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Yeah, Brian Urlacher inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame in Canton, Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
And, did he have the hair thing done? Because he was bald when he played.
Right.
Was that a playing thing, or did he have receding hairlines and just shaved it? Now he's got a beautiful head of hair, but I think it was like that hair plant thing. Whatever he's advertising for looks very nice, because it looked like his real hair. He looked good with hair.
That's right.
He looked good bald, frankly.
It says in this article posted at the Chicago Tribune an hour ago, with his left hand, Urlacher gripped his hairless scalp the way he should be remembered. The hair Urlacher now sports came long after he made more tackles than anybody in Bear history.
Wow, he made more tackles. That's pretty good.
Uh-huh.
That's really good.
And then excitedly, Urlacher rubbed the top of the bronze sculpture and smiled like he approved while everybody was watching.
Yep, and now he has a head of hair because he advertises for whatever that is.
Uh-huh.
Well, and Lovie was there, but I guess no mention of Lovie Smith.
Right. There was a text in to 359-2255 saying, was that a diss?
Mm.
He didn't congratulate any coaches except for the linebacker coach, Bob Babich.
Well, I mean, you know, it's your speech. It's whatever you want to do.
That's
mean, there's
right.
No rules to say, I got to make sure to thank them or it's a diss. he went personal, which he never does.
That's right.
So he talked about family.
And the way he was brought up, his stepdad, his step-siblings, and then his own wife and kids, and talked about, you know, their importance and family life.
Yeah. So. Well, I mean, again, it was a different track than just a traditional, I want to thank the Academy, I want to, you know, all the normal stuff. Yeah. All right. Good for Brian Urlacher. I did not realize he's number one in Bear history for most tackles.
Me either.
Pretty good. Here you go. ESPN 93.5. 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
We're at 73 now, up to 90, and it is a humid one. There could be a heat index today getting into the triple digits. Plenty of fluids for everybody. 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms by day. Bumps up to a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms tonight. That could bring some gusty winds and hail. 60% chance of storms in the forecast for tomorrow, too. High 82, low 66. 83 the high on Wednesday, 30% chance of showers to start. Then, for the rest of the week, partly cloudy up into the mid-80s, down into the mid-60s. 73 now on ESPN 93.5.
Well, if you want to learn about agriculture and growing your farm forward, Busey can help you. They provide a full range of products and services to meet your agricultural needs. Busey is a name you can trust. Their roots run deep, serving farmers. They've only been open 150 years, 90,000 plus acres under their management, a 9-member team with 130 years of combined experience. And tomorrow night, you can still go. They will have a farm landowners workshop. It's at the Champaign County Farm Bureau in Champaign, and it's open and free, but they'd like to know if you're coming. 6 to 8 tomorrow, August 7th, at the Farm Bureau building. Just call 351-2744 to reserve your seat. 351-2744. Partner with a team whose roots run deep. Busey's Ag Services and Farm Brokerage teams have the resources you need to grow forward. Call 800-67-BUSEY or visit Busey.com today. Member FDIC. And remember, 351-2744 to say, I want to go to that show tomorrow night. Learn all about farming and add to your knowledge base, which is already large, I'm sure. All right, ESPN 93.5, 736.
I see in the Beardsley Park Neighborhood Association and the Champaign Park District are working for this National Night Out celebration that's happening tomorrow. And there's some things issued from the community civic event. So that's pretty cool. Here we are talking about getting out in the neighborhoods and trying to solve some problems in Chicago. So I thought I'd mention that.
All
that
right.
Is tomorrow night, National Night Out.
Excellent. World War III, question mark. Iran threatens to send terrorists to America as it warns all-out war is imminent. A senior Iranian military commander has warned Iran is prepared to launch a war and wage a campaign of terror against the U.S. as he hits back after tweets posted by President Trump. Major General Qasem Soleimani has claimed that if the U.S. starts a war, Iran will finish it. Mr. Soleimani heads the Quds Force of Iran's powerful Revolutionary Guard Corps, was reported by various Iranian news agencies having made his comments during his speech in the city of Hamadan. Well, joining us, always a pleasure, anti-terrorism expert, national security analyst of more than 28 years of providing strategic and tactical leadership, former Secret Service special agent in charge, our friend Robert Caltabiano. How are you, Robert?
All right, Stevie J, good morning.
Good to have you back. We've heard, you know, verbiage before, but you also can't relax and think that they can't do something. How do we handle what the leader of that Revolutionary Guard said?
Well, I think with a big stick, as the president's doing, is finally calling them out. You know, we haven't seen this since the Bush administration. And really taking it to them. You know, when the president says something, you know, this president for sure, the world takes notice. You know, we just see that with North Korea. We don't know what's going to happen there, Stevie, at this point. But the mere fact is pulling out of that horrible agreement that couldn't pass muster through Congress, it was a great thing for this country, and keeping up the economic pressure on Iran.
Robert,
and I think that's why you're seeing them.
Why was it a bad deal? Why did President Obama make a, what was it that made it so bad?
I think it's politics being played that they wanted to get something with the Iranian regime. And the mere fact is, in my view, it was illegal and made Iran-Contra look small. First of all, by law, you cannot transfer cash. And what the United States did was send pallets over of cash in different denominations in different countries to Iran, basically trying to buy them off. And what did Iran do? They took that money and put it right back into their military buildup. And that's why you're seeing the problems with the Iranian people is because they're suffering economically, because there's no jobs, there's no economy there, and inflation is astronomically high.
And we essentially, I think, in the agreement, gave our blessing to their nuclear warfare, albeit 10 years away.
Yes. You know, at the end of 10 years, they can do what they want, and we have to renegotiate again. And you know you can't trust them because they don't tell you the truth to begin with.
Would it be a good idea for the president to meet with the leader of Iran?
I think that that's the president putting that branch out there. I think that's the art of the deal is to see whether they would take it or not. I doubt that the Iranians will take it at this point. I don't know what would come out of it, but you know what? Hey, he met with Kim Jong-un, and guess what? You know, that's not a bad thing to happen. I trust the Iranian regime less than I do even with the North Koreans.
But how you know, we're seeing some violence in our country, Robert, with, I know, over the weekend, Portland, with, you know, these are getting violent, these clashes from the right and the left, and it's if you disagree or you wear a Make America Great Again hat from Donald Trump, you could be physically assaulted. I mean, what has happened?
Well, I think it's, again, years and years of letting this build up where, you know, there's, you know, when socialism now, when you have a socialist out of New York that won that Democratic primary there and touting that, you know, free this and free that, is very tantalizing for a lot of people. The fact is that all they think about is something free. They don't worry about where it's coming from, the money to pay for it. And again, I think it's our society. Think about it, Stevie. We've grown up where we're teaching kids that everybody gets a trophy. And crying spots and you know, on college campuses where they have pets that you can, stress-free pets. The world is not like that. You know, the world is meant on people working hard, working well, and reaping the benefits of their work. And we're not seeing that, especially in the West Coast.
And where has socialism worked again?
Yeah. If you tell me that, you know what, that's the million dollar answer. And it just blows my mind. Let's put it out there. It blows my mind that young people think for 1 minute that something's going to be given to them and down the line they're not going to pay for it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just crazy.
Yeah, and we just can cite example after example, and I don't know if they believe that they'll do it better or they know better, or, you know, it's not a privilege, it's a right, everything's a right. I don't know, Robert. My philosophy has always been the greatest gift we can give a fellow human being is allow them self-reliance and to teach them and to allow them, right? I mean, you believe it and you love it more when you earn it.
Absolutely. And, you know, one of the people that I worked for, Ronald Reagan, said, don't be afraid to see what you see and then call it out for what you see it is. And, you know, we're just not doing that. And when you turn the news on today and you get news is just opinionated, you know, I give you facts, but then, you know, I can give you my opinion and you know that.
Mm-hmm.
But when you have major news anchors stressing their opinion, and I'll call it out, you know, somebody like even Jim Acosta, where he is, to me, is not a journalist anymore. It changes the narrative and people, young people, it just helps them promote craziness.
Yeah, and of course they'll blame Donald Trump, and albeit I wouldn't tweet some of the stuff he tweets, I wouldn't pick a fight with LeBron James. I just wouldn't do that stuff. I don't know why he does, but from the standpoint of, you know, going against headwinds, I mean, it's just I don't think this works, Robert. If we don't have a really fair and balanced journalism. Because I think we depend on them. My watchdog, they have to go after Republicans and Democrats. I need the facts, and I need to know how to assess those facts. But they're telling me stuff that isn't quite true because of the human bias that has crept into everything.
And I think that's the stuff that Well, you just look at the viewership on nightly news on the three major networks, and include CNN, where people are turning them out right or left at this point.
Yep, I think
you're
right.
And so when you take that, and then you take what's going on in California, out in the western part of the country, and the East Coast, where people are leaving because you can't afford to live there anymore.
Yeah.
And the reason why is, Stevie, as you just pointed out, because they're giving away things there for nothing, and at the long end run game, there's no such thing as a free meal.
Robert, it's always a pleasure, my friend. How do people find you? Can they follow you or keep track of you? What do you have?
Sure. You can go on deputizeamerica.org or also on my podcast, Only in America, and we will be discussing some of these topics upcoming.
You're a patriot, my friend. Thank you for all you've done.
God bless you, and I look forward to talking to you on nicer things. I think today there wasn't something that bad happened, so this was a good thing that we got together.
Thank you, Robert. Always a pleasure. God bless you, too, sir.
Thank you.
Anti-terrorism analyst, former Secret Service Special Agent in Charge, Robert Caltabiano, worked with Ronald Reagan, among others. Good man. ESPN 93.5, 7:45, morning sports. Cubbies lose, but still in first by a game. Cardinals win their third straight series, so a little better for the Redbirds these days.
Yeah, the Cardinals went 2-1 yesterday, and now they've got a game coming up against Miami. You'll hear the action here on ESPN 93.5. Let's get your Redbird recap.
With Ricky Horton, I'm John Rooney. Today, the Cardinals are in Miami, where they'll play the Marlins the first of three games. But the Cardinals managed their third consecutive series win, holding on to beat the Pirates 2-1, taking 2 out of 3 in Pittsburgh.
And the Pirates have played very well of late, but the Cardinals got a good start from Jack Flaherty. He went 6 scoreless innings. Good work out of their bullpen. Jordan Hicks, particularly good. He got 4 outs with just 10 pitches, and Bud Norris picked up yet another save.
Matt Carpenter hit his 29th home run of the year. The average of 282. Swings and hits it deep. Right field, down the line. Gunner! 29 home runs for Carpenter in the National League lead. And a lead for the Cardinals and Jack Flaherty in the fifth inning.
Jed Jerko, a huge two-out RBI. Pitch by Williams.
A swing and a base hit to left field. That scores Molina. Martinez stops at second. 2-0 Cardinals.
That turned out to be the game winner as a home run by Adam Frazier off Chase and Shreve made it the 2-1 game, and then the bullpen made it a 2-1 final.
Solid bullpen, good at-bats, and also an errorless game for the Cardinals.
The Cardinals in game one of the series will have Luke Weaver going to the mound looking for his seventh win, and we're on the air at 5:15 Central Time.
San Diego over the Cubs 10-6 with that great ninth inning they had, getting 4 runs, so we got that.
Yeah.
Cubs have an interleague series starting up against the Kansas City Royals.
Yeah, I would, you know, again, it's just, they're still in first.
That's right.
And yet you're going, man, what's wrong with the Cubs? They lost 2 games to last place San Diego over the weekend.
Let's hope
4.
They have better luck against Kansas City since the Chicago White Sox were able to
sweep
them.
Kansas City, yeah. Cubbies are just a lot better than Kansas City. Let's see if they can win all 3 here.
Got it. Chicago White Sox over Kansas City 8-7. Now Chicago White Sox face the New York Yankees. Hall of Fame induction ceremony had Bears 13 seasons Brian Urlacher getting a tap on the back, a pat on the back. In racing, Chase Elliott wins his first in the Cup Series. And in golf, Justin Thomas on top of the leaderboard.
Yep, and they have the Barracuda Championship in Reno. I don't know the format. I don't have no idea. It's modified Stableford scoring. I don't even understand it. Nick Hardy gets $21,000. Dylan Meyer earns a cool $10,000 over the weekend. Web.com tour, Scott Langley earns $8,000 there. Mike Small, $3,800.
Alrighty.
Finishing, I think, 50th or so in the Champions Tour, the 3M at Blaine, Minnesota. Mike's had a nice summer.
Mm-hmm.
He really has. Brian Campbell earns a couple of thousand. Luke Guthrie, $1,700. It's amazing how many former Illini and the Illinois coach himself are out there in this summer. It just isn't that easy. And these guys go out and make money. You make money in golf, it's like you're special. It's hard.
Yeah, it is.
Any check, $100. Hard. Weather brought to you by Timberworks. You need some tree trimming, need trees removed, stump removed, you call Timberworks. Free quote, nothing to lose. They serve all over Central Illinois. 260 8522. You can go to their website, timberworks217.com, or call them 260-8522. Timberworks, taking your tree service to new heights.
I got a hot one today, but a little more bearable as the week progresses, especially with this chance of rain that's happening today and tonight and tomorrow. High 90 down to 71. 50% chance of thunderstorms into the evening tonight, and a 60% chance of rain on tomorrow's forecast. High 82, low 66. 83 the high on Wednesday, 84 on Thursday, and 85 on Friday, with mostly sunny conditions. 74 now on ESPN 93.5.
Aren't we like 18 days from high school football? 18?
Yes, we are.
And wouldn't that make it like 25 days till we kick off Kent State at Labor Day weekend,
September 1?
Yeah.
Wow. Unity's got a game in Memorial Stadium this year. That should be fun.
Yeah.
So that's really an interesting concept for a football game, a regular season game. I believe they're playing Olympia, so that's September 22nd, one of the many games I'm putting in my schedule now that we've got the kids registered for school in Unit 7 last week.
Now
I'm marking up my calendar with all these days off. We were supposed to have a Teachers Institute Day on September 21st.
Well, what does that mean exactly?
A day off for the kids.
So the teachers work.
Well, the teachers do a little seminar and updating.
Okay, because they're required to do XYZ.
Mm-hmm. So they bumped that to September 28th, because that's when Luke Bryan's coming to town. And Southern Champaign County is going to be a buzz, and it might be hard to bus the kids home in Unit 7 on September 28th.
Well, it's a Saturday.
No, that's a Friday night.
September 28th is a Friday.
Uh-huh. So in any case, that should be interesting that actually at a school board meeting, they tweaked that so that instead of the 21st off, it's the 28th.
Just tell Luke, do it on Saturday. Just change that.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, that's a country concert. They expect 20,000 people in
Pasadena.
That's
right. And like I said, hard to bus kids home then.
Yeah.
If that was a regular day because they come in after 2.
I think there's going to be like one entrance. It's going to be interesting.
I'm curious about how all that will work.
But my understanding is the whole Luke Bryan thing comes in like a circus.
Mm-hmm.
It's a one-day setup.
That's right.
And it's
like 30 semi-trucks.
And it's amazing. It really is. You kind of like to sit, you know how the band at Marching Line has this tall tower.
Yeah.
It'd be fun to be up in a tall tower watching it.
It would be.
Just kind of watching how they, and you could get like a video and kind of speed video it.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's going to be hundreds and hundreds of people putting all that together. The quote roadies.
That's right.
They know what they're doing. They know what plug to plug in. They know how to do it and all the generators and all the power they have to. And they got an area that's pretty big. Acres and acres.
20 acres.
20 acres. They didn't plant any crops.
That's right.
And so it's
grass.
It can't rain.
Last year it rained, so they bumped it to the Illinois State Fairgrounds.
Oh, boy.
The next day.
All right. Well, you've got that.
You do.
You know, late September. I mean, September's and October's around here have been pretty nice lately. Last decade or so.
Yeah.
Radio refunds. You can go save some money, get some great stuff. We got the Big Grove still available.
Yeah, lots of people coming in for that.
Yeah.
I talked to a dude Friday, got 5 gift cards.
Yep. 30 for 20.
Mm-hmm.
Big Grove Tavern. You can get City Girl yogurt if you like yogurt.
That's right, 5 points.
$30 for $15. Mm-hmm. Steeple Coffee House off the downtown square of Monticello, 10 for 5. Humble Hog and Harvest Ale House off Market Street, Paxton, $25 gift certificates of 12 and a half. Smoke Food Truck, 20 for 10. Pies the Limit, $10 gift cards for 6. And the Arrowhead Lanes and Western Bowl, $50 gift cards for only $25. All kinds of fun. You'll save a half. Really cool. And Body Bronze off Windsor and Champaign, $35 gift cards for $17.50. Okay, we were busy over the weekend moving Christian and Grace.
Yeah.
Grace had not been back to the apartment since she was crowned Miss Illinois.
Wow.
And, you know, you got to do these 12-month leases.
Yes.
So you're kind of stuck with them. We tried to sublet. We couldn't get her done. So we went in there, and the whole goal, and it makes one think, gosh, dorms are a great idea because you have to clean. And we all know what cleaning out an apartment is like. And so we tried to make it show ready.
That's right.
And, you know,
that way you get your deposit
get it all back.
Dang it.
I'd like to know anybody that has ever received their entire security deposit back.
Right.
But we want it. because we got a lot of kids to pay for in school.
Mm-hmm.
So we're looking forward. Anyway, we worked 32 hours moving two kids out of an apartment.
Wow.
Janet and Christian did 12 on, combined now, 12 on Friday, and then mm-hmm. four of us worked 20 hours, 5 hours at a time, four times five, 20 hours on Saturday.
Okay, got it.
But we, you know, it's a pretty, each bedroom, bathroom had to be spick and just perfect.
Okay.
So I was lifting a little bit too much over the weekend, got a good workout, good sweat in, but man.
Well, especially the international students are coming into town. I went grocery shopping at an area big box store, and yeah. I heard four different languages. Well,
how do you know it was four? You a linguist?
I mean...
How do you know?
You could tell.
You could?
Yeah.
I couldn't tell.
I mean, I can tell German, and I can tell Italian.
I can't tell Mandarin from Korean.
And an Asian language, and then Spanish.
Oh, man.
I heard those four.
Well, welcome back.
Mm-hmm.
We are vibrant because of you.
And I was with, you know, our German exchange student who's visiting until the end of August. Pick up the German.
What are
they
talking about? How much macaroni and cheese
exactly.
you want?
Exactly.
Honda, BMW.
And the difference of our products compared to at home.
I bet they like our stores.
I mean.
Plentiful, huh?
Yeah, but the substance is what they were talking about in this one conversation in the bread aisle. You know,
what's
just,
wrong with my bread hour, Missy?
Because it's a lot. I mean, we know as sugar busters.
Well, but you can pick other things.
We can.
We have great choices.
But, I mean, especially in German, their breads are just real wholesome and hearty.
Oh, fine. You don't like my bread?
I mean.
Go to Panera. Come on. Leave me alone. Honda BMW, drivechampagne.com is where you go for the website. And if it's a thing you've been thinking about, yeah, I'm probably going to do something kind of. Got 150,000 miles on some, and maybe it's time. They got pre-owned as well. They got a whole bunch of those. They got hundreds of Hondas. If you can find me a better value for what you get with that Honda Civic, I'd like to know. It's under $20,000, the basics. And it's a heck of a vehicle. I'm just fired up about the Civic. I
mm-hmm.
think you get a whole lot of car for, I mean, that payment can be, if you lease it, it can be like $275 a month. For a really nice vehicle. You can go to the Accord and upgrade a little bit, or you can do the CRV or the Pilot or the Odyssey. There's just a lot of choices. BMW side, the showroom, yeah, it's clean. White floors, eat off of it. It's big time.
Mm-hmm.
Go say hey to Ben Quattrone. Tell him I say hello. It's Honda BMW of Champaign, drivechampagne.com, the website. And go find out why they're an award-winning dealership, the Honda President's Award-winning Dealership, top 10% dealer in the nation. Honda BMW, drivechampagne.com, drivechampagne.com.
Good stuff over the weekend with the Parrot Heads putting together the Eastern Illinois Parrot Club, helping out Developmental Services Center with that party outside, well attended. That was really fun to see.
Well, it was great, wasn't it?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, yeah.
And then pop down to Villa Grove for their Ag Days. Royals Days were happening this weekend. A lot of fun stuff to do outside. Decatur Celebration was also going on.
Oh, boy. They had a rapper there or something.
Okay.
Yeah, I didn't know anything about it. They typically
bring some throwbacks.
Yeah. Like the, Cool in the Gang 1 year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Celebrate. Good time. Come on.
Villa Grove had this, I think it was Mark Hale that was the one of the main players in Superbad. This group was really good. Mm. Lots of great cover songs with their horn section. I liked it.
Woulda, coulda, shoulda. Ever think back and wonder why you didn't take the opportunity to go after that dream? Don't worry, there's still time. We talk about that next. Fox News coming up.
This is Rob Meyer with Provident Financial Group. Finding your way to retirement may feel a bit like working your way through a maze. Without a guide, it's hard to see if you're headed in the right direction. We can offer guidance along the way to help you see the big picture and make good financial decisions. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place in Champaign or call 217-366-3456 or online at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Is there a greater combination than pizza and beer, or pizza and beer with all the games on the big screen? Nope. That's why Raptors Draft and Dough is dedicated to all three. Although there's more to the menu than classic pizza combos, with salads, appetizers, wings, and grinders. And top it off with a five-beer flight of the always-rotating craft beers on tap. Raptors, the place to be after a hard day of play this summer. Raptors Draft and Dough, 1906 West Bradley Avenue, Champaign. Follow them on Facebook.
At AutoZone, helping you get more done is what we do best. Did you know that with the AutoZone Loaner Tool Program, you can borrow a specialty tool with no purchase necessary? Choose from over 100 tools to help you get the job done right, no matter how big or small. And right now, get your car running right with a great deal on Lucas Complete Field Treatment, two for just $8. Must buy two. Visit any of our 5,500 locations nationwide and let us do more for you. Deposit required. Restrictions and details in store.
Come celebrate 50 years of opening doors to great futures during Don Moyer Boys and Girls Club weekend, August 10th and 11th. The fun starts Friday, August 10th, 6 to 9 p.m. at Sholem Pool, featuring fun pool activities, an honorary duck slide, and free kids activities outside the pool. On Saturday, August 11th, 8 a.m. to 10:30, join in the 50th celebration 5K run, walk, and duckling dash at Centennial Park. The race starts at 8 a.m. Register for the race online at champagneparks.com or call 355-KIDS.
Did you know Chicago's airports offer you more than 1,500 direct, daily, domestic, and international flights? Did you also know Peoria Charter sends 10 buses every day to and from Chicago's O'Hare and Midway airports out of Champaign? Riding clean, climate-controlled comfort while relaxing with a professional driver behind the wheel. You can also experience the convenience of being dropped off at the front door of the airport. To learn more, see the schedule